Hello there.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. This Election Day edition of LTN on AM 1250 Winds WHNZ. Did you vote?
I got my sticker on. I looked down to keep my mic here. I voted. Get your sticker, Stephen? You didn't vote. You didn't vote yet.
I voted. I've got the nice schedule. I don't come until 11 in the morning, so I've got plenty of time to vote. But I don't have my sticker because my baby ate it. Yeah. I took her to the polls with me, and she got the sticker off me and chewed it up before I could even notice. So,
you got to watch them, Steve.
I know.
Okay, that's good. And not only am I on AM 1250 Winds, but we're also online at letstalknutrition.com. I took myself and even my ailing mother. Got to go vote. I don't know. I got to vote. And we went. If my 89-year-old mother can go out and vote, so can you. And she's not even feeling well these days. So let's vote. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make a note. You got to vote. That's our right. That's one thing we have. And your vote does make a difference. Every vote makes a difference. That's about as political as I'll get on this show. It's okay, right? You get enough of that someplace else, I'm sure. I certainly get my dose of it. And I do talk about the politics of nutrition, though. I'll open up that can for sure. Anyway, hope you're doing well. We're here, and I'm here with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. As I said, on AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ Impact Radio, as they say. I hope we're having an impact on your thinking, way of being, the phenomenology, the phenomenological aspects of health and nutrition, you know, day-to-day life. Hope that we're making a contribution. I work very hard at that, and so does everybody that's affiliated with me and the show. We do our best to make a difference. And I have a bit of good news to report for a change on the overweight and obesity epidemic in America regarding children. I just wrote a newsletter, an article rather, and published in Health and Wellbeing Monthly. That's on my website. We're making some progress. I found, always so much bad news. I finally found something here. It's sort of mixed, but better than nothing, right? And it deals with an anti-obesity program that they put into place in Oakland, California. Stanford University Medical Center was involved, apparently. And it dealt with low-income kids. And the program apparently had some good results, although, again, they're a little mixed. And what they did was they put together at Stanford University School of Medicine and Lucile Packard Children's Hospital, these researchers put together a prevention program for childhood obesity in African-American girls. As it turns out, African-American girls are one of the that are in low-income neighborhoods are at great risk, probably one of the most vulnerable groups for obesity and ill health. And there are a lot of reasons for that. That's a, you know, the sociology aspect of health. Well, that's a show for another day. But nevertheless, what they found was in this little prevention program for these African-American girls living in these low-income, poor neighborhoods, they found beneficial changes in cholesterol. That's good. Diabetes risk and some reduction in depressive symptoms. However, there's always that conjunctive adverb, they didn't lose as much weight as the researchers would have liked. And it was a trial that they did. And the researchers wanted to see, you know, they were hoping for a change in body mass index, BMI, across the entire, they said they crossed the entire study population from the program, but didn't happen. And they had culturally tailored dance classes and screen time reduction for African-American girls in low-income neighborhoods, as I said, located in Oakland, California. They did, they reported, find some statistically significant benefits to weight reduction among two high-risk subgroups of the children. These were girls, African-American girls from single-parent households and African-American girls who watched a lot of TV. So they did in that, and within those two subgroups of the study population in the trial, those girls did lose some weight, but the weight reduction didn't cut across the entire population that was involved in the trial. Nevertheless, this is yet this is a piece of good news. Yesterday I was talking, I shared with you some of the statistics regarding the prevalence and obesity prevalence and trends among children and adolescents. I mean, it's enough to make you sick. You can read about it on my website at letstalknutrition.com. Click on the Resource Center and find my latest, this is part two on my series, Overweight and Obesity Epidemic in America. Part two, obesity prevalence and trends among children and adolescents. I mean, it's just not right what we're let happening. Huh? We got ourselves into this jackpot for a lot of different reasons, which I will explore in upcoming editions of Health and Wellbeing Monthly. And I'll talk about some of the proposed solutions that have been put out there. And I'll offer my critical commentary on both what is perceived as the causes and solutions to this. It is, I'm telling you, it is an epidemic. Currently, 68% of adults aged 20 years and older are overweight or obese. 17% of children are overweight or obese. It's tripled since the 80s. Tripled. It's not right, you know? And these kids are sick. We're now producing generations of sick children. Children, what is going on when a 25-year-old has a coronary bypass or a 17-year-old has an angioplasty done? Are you kidding me? Come on now. Adult onset diabetes. They can't call it that anymore. We got children that 7, 8, 9, 10 years old already with diabetes. And if you read my article, you'll see I quote a Dr. Katz, and he shares some of his own personal stories about, you know, what he's found. More and more children under the age of 10 are being diagnosed with what used to be called adult onset type 2 diabetes, which occurred nearly exclusively in adults who were middle-aged and overweight, I wrote. According to Dr. David L. Katz, it is not so surprising to find 16, 17, and 18-year-olds suffering from adult-onset diabetes for a decade or more. Are you kidding me? It's not right. It's immoral. And we're sitting by, I'm telling you, the healthcare professionals and people like such as my guest today are dialed into it, Dr. Hila Katz. I know she's dialed into it. and other guests I have on my show, but as a society, yeah, we're overweight. Yes, we're overweight. We got a problem. As I said, many times, if you think we have a healthcare crisis now, you just wait. We better do something. Marshal government, marshal private institutions, individuals, whatever we can do. It's serious stuff. But this is good news out of Oakland, California. They had some good results with this little prevention program. It's a, you know, and I'll keep reporting it wherever I can find the good news. It's, by the way, that study was in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, the November issue. If those healthcare professionals listening to the show, if you're interested in reading about that, find out exactly what the program was about. And they had the kids dancing. That's fun. Whatever it takes. Take them to the zoo. Walk them around. I don't care what you do. Just get their bodies moving. We'll be back with my great guest for today, Dr. Hyla Kass. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the majority of all health issues can be traced back to the colon? This is something most either don't know or don't care to discuss, but it's true. Trusted naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist Dr. Lindsay Duncan confirms that periodic colon cleanses are healthy. But have you heard the buzz about Noni lately? 100% pure Noni juice is a daily colon and whole body cleanser based on traditional formulas used for thousands of years. Genesis Today brings you Noni 100, a bitter, pure Noni juice with nothing added. Grown in the fertile soils of Genesis Today's wild harvest farms, Noni 100 contains 30,000 milligrams of Noni in every 1 ounce serving and is full of Noni's rich plant enzymes and novel compounds. Healthy, pure Noni 100 is strong. You'll feel its effects within 20 to 30 minutes. Trust the market leader. Ask for Genesis Today's Noni 100, Goji 100, Acai 100, and other best-selling superfruit juices at health food stores near you.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent, just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil, and the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Twin Lab, answers for life. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And we are back from the break, and welcome. If you just tuned in, I was just reporting on a piece of good news out of Oakland, California. Researchers at University Stanford, University School of Medicine, and Lucile Packard Children's Hospital put a little prevention program together for low-income African-American girls, one of the most high-risk groups for obesity and its complications. And they were clever in how they did it. They put a 2-year program of dance classes together for these youngsters. And they taught them about dance, the history of dance. They tied it to hip-hop and traditional African dancing and so on. They made it relevant to them. That's how you change behavior, huh? Pretty clever. My guest today, Dr. Hyla Kass, knows a lot about changing behavior and attitudes and beliefs of people. Why? because she's a psychiatrist. She spends a lot of time, I'm sure, trying to convince people, you know, you just got to do things a little differently. I bet you, I wonder how many times she has said that in her career. She's a great guest. She was on not long ago. This is the second time she's been on, had good response. I got nice emails and a lot of folks came up to me and said, gee, that Dr. Cass was pretty good. I said, yeah. And she has three guiding principles. I'll tell you where her website is. She'll tell you. Treat the whole person, mind, body, spirit, and environment, she says. Look first for the deepest root problems beneath any symptoms. Got to go with that. And thirdly, apply a continuum of treatments, always beginning with the safest, most natural, keyword, natural, and most benign. So, you see, here's a psychiatrist that makes good sense. Dr. Cass, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Oh, it's great to be back.
I was going to say, you have a psychiatrist who isn't crazy, but I think you'd appreciate that.
Well, listen, I've evolved past the sort of the couch and Prozac. So you're safe with me. Trust me, I'm a doctor. You know that one.
Yeah, I used to joke with my students. I used to say, my PhD is in communication theory and research and teaching communication course. I used to say, well, you know, the sociologists are some of the most antisocial people I've ever met. Psychiatrists are some of the craziest. Anthropologists are always getting lost. And communication professors couldn't communicate if you held them at gunpoint.
Well, maybe we study what we need to learn.
Maybe so, Dr. Cass. Well, it's great to have you on. It really is. I always...
Thank you.
Your ears must have been burning yesterday because I was talking about you with one of our... We have some colleagues in common, and I guess friends, too. I didn't realize that. And I was talking about you with someone, and... they had really great things to say about you. So.
Oh, that's so nice. I love having nice things said about you. You know, you wonder. I wonder if
it'll
really think about.
Absolutely.
You?
Well, you're out there in Pacific Palisades, I understand.
Yes. Yeah, that's Southern California.
Yeah, I used to live in Pasadena. I've been to Santa Monica quite a few times in my lifetime.
I'm right near between Santa Monica and Malibu.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's nice out there.
It's lovely. I'm looking outside right now at the hills. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Sunny, lovely day.
Good place
to... I'm inside working.
Good place to be.
You'll wonder about that.
Yeah. You have a lot of stress in your life?
Yes. Absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Sure. I'm seeing patients. I'm traveling a great deal, giving lectures all over the country. And actually, I just got back from a tour in British Columbia. And I'm going to be touring the eastern United States week after next. And this coming week, I'm going to a conference called ACAM, which is American College for it's for alternative medicine.
Right.
A group of alternative medical doctors.
Oh, how great is that? That's great. Oh, that's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I've been on the board of that organization in the past, too. So... I'm really looking forward to that, where I get to meet with my colleagues, catch up with what's going on in medicine, in my kind of medicine. And so I'm, you asked me about stress, a lot of time on airplanes, and that just is a big chemical stress and radioactive stress. We have EMFs going through our bodies when we're on planes, and the oxygen isn't so good. You don't get enough oxygen, and the air is bad. You're picking up a lot of bugs. So you have to have a really good immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And then just time stress, being able to manage my time. So when I talk about stress to people, I really understand how we have to manage it because it's there. It's there.
Absolutely.
To say no.
I know.
Getting enough sleep, eating the right food.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that. But pardon me I like to personalize things. I'll be self-disclosive. I know a lot about stress. You know, I've taught stress seminars, blah, blah, blah. I mean, but I can tell you, just the other day, I caught up in an episode that was stressful. And I was like having an out-of-body experience, and I was watching myself. I could just see, myself succumbing to the event. the stressful event, chemically and emotionally and otherwise. I'm thinking, you know better than this, but all of us, whether we're a supposed expert in something or not, we can't succumb to it. It can ring you up pretty good, can it?
Yeah. So we have to be ever vigilant.
Ever so. And in the endocrine system really takes a beating, doesn't it? I mean, the whole body does, all the systems, but the endocrine system really gets amped up in stressful episodes, doesn't it?
Right. Well, we were built to be able to handle stress in a certain way, and that is, stress was a bear is coming after us. You know, you run, you climb a tree. I think bears climb trees, too, so maybe some of that's...
Yeah, they do pretty well at that.
But anyway, so we're really built. We're built for those emergency situations.
Mm-hmm.
And our adrenal glands pump out cortisol and adrenaline at that particular moment, and we feel it. You know, you get sweaty palms, rapid heart rate, shallow breathing, and you're ready to run. Good thing. That's a good thing. But in our present lifestyles, we're not running. You know, we're not running away from the enemy. The enemy is usually, it's the phone, it's traffic, it's long lines, it's too much to do, it's being on a plane, it's all of these things. And so our stress level just keeps going higher and higher, and these stress hormones keep going higher and higher, and they really wreak havoc in our body because they weren't meant to be there all the time. They're a temporary fix, they're a temporary response, but not meant to be there 24/7. Fortunately, you know, we do have time when we sleep. We're supposed to be restoring our body, but a lot of people don't get enough sleep and don't have restful sleep, so they're stressed even at night when they're supposed to be restoring and resting their body and rebuilding.
Well, you know, some people can't catch a break. Even the dreams are stressful.
Oh, you're right.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's the mind's attempt to get rid of, to discharge some of that. You know, animals in the wild, and I know, by the way, I've been on your show before and I might have said this, but it bears repeating. Animals in the wild have certain movements that they go through after they escape from a predator. They actually go through very specific, it's like a choreographed thing and a series of movements. And they're able to discharge the energy so they don't go back to their cave and say, wow, that was a close one. Boy, that lion really got me. Whew. You know, that would have been terrible. And what would my babies do, or my, you know, whatever, you know, animal talk. Mm-hmm. They don't do that. I'm pretty sure they don't. They don't look like they do. What they do is they go through these motions and they discharge that stress energy.
Maybe
they don't have those stress hormones.
Maybe we should have classes like that. You know,
well, we should.
The movements to de-stress after a stress. Yeah, I wonder what now you got my curiosity piqued about that. That's kind of interesting. I wonder if there would be a series of movements that humans could indeed practice after a stressful episode that would help, like breathing
mm-hmm.
from the diaphragm.
So the breathing's terrific.
Yeah. Well, we're going to come back with Dr. Hyla Kass. We'll get you her website. You can go visit it. You'll learn a lot from Dr. Kass. You'll see. We're going to be talking about the adrenal glands, the thyroid, stress, and all matters related. It's a big topic. It's a big problem. But Dr. Kass can handle that. Trust me. We'll be right back.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. They are made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Vitamin Code Multivitamins are uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, binder and filler free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. Containing live enzymes and probiotics and 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code helps you get the most from your multivitamin. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optimal health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural, stimulant-free, internal cleansing products.
Learn more at YERBAPRIMA.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
A smooth flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom, Nordic Naturals, pure and great tasting omega oils, Genesis Today, food with purpose, pure and simple, Nutricology, innovative nutrition, Renew Life, the digestive care company, Greens Plus, superfood for super health, Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back, and we're at the halfway point of the first hour here on Let's Talk Nutrition on AM 1250 WINS, WHNZ, and online at letstalknutrition.com. My guest today is Dr. Hyla Kass. Dr. Kass is a psychiatrist, has her private practice in Pacific Palisades, California, and is an author. We'll talk about her book. She appears on a number of shows that I'm sure TV shows that you have watched, radio shows you have listened to. We'll get into all of that as well. At some point here, I'll tell you about that. I'll have her tell you about it. And we're talking about, I guess, stress today, but your adrenal, specifically your adrenal glands and your thyroid and their relationship to one another and how they get connected to stress. You heard Dr. Kass talk about how, the stress response is something that's hardwired into our bodies, into what we are as human beings, physiologically, anatomically, psychologically. It's there, and it helps us in many ways. That stress is not all negative. It helps us to rise to the occasions and the events that we perceive as threatening, life-threatening. You know, if you're in Manhattan, you're trying to get across the street, and you see a cab coming at you, stress response kicks in, and stress hormones released, certain things happen physiologically, allows you to get out of the way of the speeding cab. The problem is that the human body doesn't do well distinguishing between life-threatening events on the one hand and day-to-day events like financial problems, marital problems. I can go down the list that will also trigger the stress response. Chronic stress is then a bad thing. So that's where we are, Dr. Kass. And, you know, if you could just sketch a picture, as to what happens to the body physiologically and why people feel the way they do, you know, and how the hormones contribute to these physiological, responses and sort of conditions.
Okay. What happens is the main stress hormone is cortisol,
uh-huh.
And cortisol goes and really affects the entire body everywhere. And it's important, but it's important for the short term because we want to be able to run. We want our heart rate to go up. But what happens over time when you have cortisol going through your body is it affects your memory. Because when you think of it, if you're running, you don't really need your memory. You don't need your digestion, so your digestion gets diverted, you know, kind of slows down because you don't need to be digesting your food when all your faculties really need to be dealing with your external environment.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart beats really fast. We don't need that the rest of the time, right? We really need a nice, slow heart rate. So And your memories, I said the hippocampus becomes affected by the cortisol. So you have this cortisol, your bones, you can become osteoporotic. It actually pulls calcium out of the bones. On and on, I mean, you name the system, your hormones, your sex hormones are diverted into making stress hormones. Well, that's a good thing because you're not going to be thinking about sex or reproducing. You don't need to reproduce if you're about to be killed, right? So, I mean, this is nature. Nature is just very practical, very economical. But ultimately what we're doing is we're diverting our sex hormones into stress hormones. We're losing our memory. We're interfering with digestion. We're causing heart palpitations and heart problems.
Mm.
Cholesterol goes up. Mm-hmm. Inflammation, you can actually start having some forms of inflammation. So it's overall, stress basically stress kills. You know, of course, we know the things that people have, the things you notice, headaches, stomach aches, muscle pains, you know, just the usual things that people complain about when they go to the doctor. And if you really look at it, you know, you really sort of go down the line and see what could be causing any particular condition, there's very often a stress aspect to it. And that when the person de-stresses, they go a long way toward being able to restore balance and relieve the symptoms, unless they've caused irreparable damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's another issue.
And you mentioned cortisol is one of the primary or usual hormone suspects here in the stress response. And cortisol, I mean, that's an important hormone. It's secreted by the adrenal glands, and it's hooked up with a lot of functions, some of which you allude to, glucose metabolism, blood pressure regulation, insulin release, immune function, inflammatory response, but it turns on itself, or it turns on the body. I mean, it does all these good things, but when you flip that coin over, all those good things can become bad things when taken to an extreme then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you mentioned some of the, you said sex hormones get, sex hormones get converted into stress hormones, end quote. Which sex hormones are we talking about?
Well, for one thing, a lot of women have early menopause,
mm-hmm.
Or excessive hot flashes. What's happening is, or PMS, their progesterone is being diverted into making cortisol because progesterone is upstream from cortisol. And when we're stressed, we can actually convert that progesterone over to cortisol. It's called, there's actually a name for that. It's called cortisol steal, S-T-E-A-L, because cortisol is stealing your progesterone. And we need progesterone to help us feel calm, to help us build bones for reproduction. You know, it has many, and to prevent things like PMS and premature menopause. You know, women who are on the road to menopause or perimenopausal, when they suddenly are exposed to a lot of stress in their life, suddenly become much more menopausal. They have hot flashes, sweats, can't sleep. And that brings up, of course, the insomnia that comes with with stress. And part of it is the progesterone going into making cortisol.
What about estrogen, and what about testosterone, and what about some of these other so-called sex hormones?
Yeah, well, they're all in this pathway. It's really amazing how the way nature works, the way our bodies work. Because the hormones are on a, it's hard to do a diagram on the radio.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's hard to do to make that drawing, but do your best with words.
Well, the hormones will convert into each other. Testosterone will become estrogen, for example. And in men, that's not such a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually estrogen won't convert back to testosterone, but testosterone will convert to estrogen.
Does that happen? I know that happens as a regular course of matters as men and women age, but does the stress response inspire more of that to happen, that conversion?
That is a good question. Does it cause, because the enzyme that's responsible for that is aromatase.
Yeah, aromatase, yeah.
And the question is, does cortisol affect aromatase? Good question. I don't know.
Well, you're one of the few guests that have said I don't know. That's refreshing for a change. I like that. I used to have a colleague. I won't mention the person's name. I don't care what you asked, whatever we were talking about, microparticle physics, I don't know, whatever. This person never said, I don't know. I find myself saying, I don't know more than I say, I know. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. I don't know. Good answer. All right. There you go. Stress response, it's a good thing. And like many good things with respect to the human body, the anatomy, the physiology, the psychology of what we are as creatures on this earth, things can get flipped over and turned upside down, sideways, whatever metaphor you want to use. And so we got to figure out how we can manage and modulate the effects of stress and manage stress and take care of our adrenal glands, our thyroid, and other glands that get caught up in this stress response. We'll come back with Dr. Hyla Kass. There's much more.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No bloating, no gas, no flatulence, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain, Lactobacillus plantarum 299V, that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains 10 billion L. plantarum 299V organisms per vegetarian capsule, proven to help your intestinal flora help you all day and every day. Hushed. Ideal Bowel Support 299V does not require refrigeration and is a pure vegan formula. With the introduction of Ideal Bowel Support 299V, Jarrow Formulas continues to put the pro in probiotics. To sign up for a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Protecting your body from harmful toxins is the first step towards living healthier, and it begins with Renew Life Natural Cleansing Formulas. Our total body cleanses combine powerful herbs and nutrients to help you eliminate harmful toxins from deep within your body. Look for First Cleanse, Cleanse Smart, Organic Total Body Cleanse, and Total Body Rapid Cleanse today at health food stores everywhere, and discover the secret to looking and feeling your best every day.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Are you suffering from those awful allergies? Hay fever, sneezing, watery eyes. Here's some advice you won't want to miss.
I'm a doctor, and my patients used to dread allergy season. But then I discovered A. Vogel Allergy Relief, a unique combination of natural ingredients that usually addresses every one of my patients' symptoms. And while it's clear that the vast majority of my patients benefit significantly from A. Vogel Allergy Relief, what's even more amazing is that after using it, at least half of my patients' symptoms didn't return. As a doctor, that's the kind of outcome my patients and I can appreciate.
Get doctor-recommended A. Vogel Allergy Relief for your allergy symptoms. It's proven safe, it doesn't make you drowsy, it's fast-acting, and it may even help prevent your allergies from returning. Available at Vitamin Discount Centers, Richards, Rollin' Oats, Vitamin Shop, Nutrition Smart, and other fine health food stores.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by A. Vogel, pioneer in natural health since 1923. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Sprunk Jansen, putting herbal remedies back on the map. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. My guest today is Dr. Hyla Kass, and Dr. Kass is a psychiatrist and has her practice out in Pacific Palisades there in California. And Dr. Cass, the website that folks can visit to learn more about you and what you do and so on would be?
CassMD.com, CassMD.com.
Right. And you've been on Dr. Oz's show, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, isn't he?
Yeah. High energy, interested, interesting, and brings up just really practical things that people need to know.
Exactly. You've been on Oprah?
No, I haven't. I was on Oprah and Friends, which is actually Dr. Oz's radio show, besides being on his TV show.
Oh, so you haven't. All right.
Oprah and Friends. I haven't been on Oprah yet.
Not yet. Well, you know, it's...
We don't have much time left either.
I know. Yeah, because she's going to be off the air. She's going to be off the air. Well, speaking of Oprah, all right, let's be spontaneous here. I've done my share of shows on overweight and obesity. I've watched her over the years struggle with her weight. As it turns out, and I mean, she could have any expert in the world and has to help her. I don't know what else is going on there. That's probably your bailiwick as a psychiatrist. But nevertheless, stress, one of the consequences of stress is weight gain, isn't it?
Yes.
How does that happen?
Well, cortisol causes you to hold on to fat. If you think about it, if you're stressed, your body's going to want to conserve. And we hold on to fat. We hold on to this fat. It ends up in our belly, right? All in the wrong places that we don't want it to be. And then those fat cells are very active. They're not just sitting there. They're actually metabolizing and producing what are called cytokines. They produce an inflammatory reaction. So when you're fat, you're also inflamed. And that inflammatory reaction also causes an increase in cholesterol. So if you start to lose that fat, you're actually going to lower your cholesterol.
Mm.
It works the other way. I mean, you basically lose weight by dropping the simple carbs. It's not so much that you're eating cholesterol raises your cholesterol. That's not really, our bodies are, most of the cholesterol that you see when you do a blood test, most of the circulating cholesterol has to do with what we're making in our liver for our own needs.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have cholesterol, and so what happens is you have inflammation, you make cholesterol, and then along comes the doc and says, oh, your cholesterol is too high, we have to bring it down with statins, but no, we need the cholesterol. We need the cholesterol to make hormones. Getting back to what we were talking about earlier, when you don't have enough hormones, you're not going to be operating very well.
Mm-hmm. Hormones are, for lack of a better way to say it, they're chemical messengers. They carry messages. And those messages will only be received on certain receptor sites for different organs of the body. Do I have that right?
That's absolutely right.
I didn't go to medical school, so, you know.
That's good. you're absolutely right. Speaking about medical school, I just want to make a little aside here. You know, my training is in psychiatry, but before that I did a rotating internship at County Hospital, County USC Medical Center,
mm-hmm.
and I did medical training. I went to medical school, University of Toronto Medical School. And the truth is that even though I'm labeled a psychiatrist because of my training and my boards, I am board certified in psychiatry and neurology, the truth is that the way I'm practicing psychiatry is quite different from the way anyone else is.
The way you were sort of quote-unquote trained,
right.
Taught, yeah.
Which is hard
to undo, isn't it?
Well, the truth is, I was very fortunate. In my residency program, I was at Cedars-Sinai, and we did a lot of things that had to do with being more humanistic, more interactive. I had a course from somebody in imagery and art therapy.
Oh, my.
I mean, we were not just giving out drug prescriptions at all, and that was fortunate. So I didn't have to unlearn so much, and my interest just brought me into the whole field of nutritional medicine. And it became so clear to me that people's mental state was very much affected by what they ate and how they lived, and that you could actually correct a lot of, quote, mental illness, depression, anxiety, even bipolar illness, with the right diet and nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
amazing. Yeah, and notwithstanding, and I don't throw the allopathic doctors under the bus on this show, nor do I, you know, engage in some political war with pharmaceutical. I don't do that show either.
Mm-hmm.
I think pharmaceuticals have their place, so do nutraceuticals and whatever it takes to get the job done. But your point's well taken, and I know the audience, especially to this show, appreciates what you just said and how you've adapted and changed and now practice, I guess, for lack of a better way to say that, too, integrative medicine and a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
But these chemical messengers, and they only visit, they're only able to talk to certain receptor sites. If your blood is flooded with these stress hormones all the time, generally, you're throwing the body out of balance? Is that a simple way to say it?
That's a perfect way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the take home is, because we're not trying to turn people into physiologists. Well, what I really want people to know here, and you too, I'm sure you want to know them, to know that stress is dangerous. It's what we do with the events in our life that cause stress.
Mm.
It's not simply, we don't have to react to everything.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a more conscious response to things. We also can arm ourselves, and not in a warlike way, but I mean take care of ourselves. Take time off, walk in nature, do deep breathing, stop at a stoplight, take a few deep breaths. Things like that. Just become conscious of how you carry your stress. And things happen very quickly. Your body will respond very nicely if you treat it right.
I often say to people in a metaphorical way, just because the phone rings doesn't mean you have to answer it.
Yeah. And we have a built-in, Pavlovian response. Pavlov's dogs salivated. We grab the phone.
Yeah, or whatever, the bottle, the cigarettes, the pharmaceuticals, the whatever, to try to blunt the effects of whatever is upsetting us. And you know that better than anybody as a therapist. And we're going to come back with Dr. Cass, and we'll explore with her what does she say in terms of managing it in our day-to-day lives from a nutritional point of view, in terms of foods, in terms of supplements, and whatever else she would want to share with us about how to manage the stress. You don't control it, because there are things, many things, most things are outside of our span of control, and that things happen. And Dr. Cass just said, we have to make the choice as to how we want to respond to whatever the event or events may be. And that's how you learn to manage it. So for me, control's an illusion, but, I don't know where she comes down on that. I'm not a big fan of control. It just gets us down, for me, it gets me down the wrong road. But nevertheless, nutritionally and otherwise, there's much you can do to help with the stress response, which is all in all a good thing. And we're going to explore that with Dr. Cass. Visit www.cassmd.com. Learn more about Dr. Cass. You won't be sorry that you did. And we'll be back. She'll be back at the top of the hour right after the news. So don't go away. Remember, your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those who care about and love you. Be back in a flash.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. They are made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Vitamin Code Multivitamins are uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, binder and filler free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. Containing live enzymes and probiotics and 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code helps you get the most from your multivitamin. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optimal health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural, stimulant-free internal cleansing products. Learn more at YERBAPRIMA.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
A smooth-flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.